You're listening to Love Starts Here, a podcast for smart, successful women who are ready to finally have the love they want and deserve. Whether your relationship status is single, dating, or it's complicated, this podcast is exactly what you need to take your love and life to the next level. And now, here's your host, certified love and life coach, Melissa Snow.
Hey, 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 welcome back to the Love Starts Here podcast. I'm your host, Melissa Snow, and today we have such a great interview. I interviewed love coach Lisa Shield about how to stop settling when it comes to relationships. But before we dig into that, I want to make sure that you have all signed up for my free webinar, How Women Who Have Been on the Dating Scene for More Than 6 Months Can Finally Find a Man Worth Marrying. The link is in the show notes. And I want to just tell you a little bit about Lauren's results after she attended that webinar. She provided a testimonial for me, and this is what it says. She said, "I've done online dating for a long time. I would match with people who would never talk to me or would send crude messages or just ghost me. I never thought I would have true, meaningful conversations with men online." Does that sound familiar to anyone else? She says, "But then things changed after attending Melissa's webinar. I became more intentional and my results have changed. While I haven't met Mr. Right yet, I am getting so much closer." And I actually talked to Lauren before she provided this testimonial for me. And what she told me is that after attending the webinar, she was shocked by how she was able to pick out emotionally unavailable and low effort men just from their dating profiles. So she didn't even bother wasting time with that. And so the conversations that she was having were with men who were emotionally available and wanted to put effort into creating a relationship. She's gone on some really fantastic dates since then. And although they haven't been the one, she has never again felt like she was wasting her time on these dates. So if you have not signed up for the webinar yet, you gotta do that now. I'm actually doing it live in the Facebook group this week. So if you haven't joined the Facebook group, be sure to do that. All right, now we've got that out of the way. Here is my interview with love coach Lisa Shield.
Thank you, Melissa. It's great to be here. Would you like me to tell a little bit about me?
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about you, what you do, how you got here, all the things.
All of that. Okay, so a little mini bio.
Yeah.
Well, the way I became a love coach is I looked at how wretched my dating life was, and I really got real with myself, you know, that I was making a mess of love and partnership and relationships, picking all the wrong guys. And I decided that I needed to grow up in this part of my life. And I was 39 years old. I went out into the modern dating world. So internet dating was new. Mm-hmm. It was uncharted territory for many of us who did it in the early days. And I thought, wow, like there's something amazing here. We actually have all this control over this part of our lives that we've never had before. And so I used it and I wound up meeting a man who I call the guardian of my soul. And I knew that I wanted to help other women do this and use, you know, modern dating and everything that was happening to be able to create this in their lives. So I created a roadmap for love, Melissa, and I've been doing this work for almost 20 years now.
That's awesome. And how long have you been with your partner?
We met 19 and a half years ago on J-Date. We met on J-Date.
Wow. So online dating does work. All of you listening to this podcast that are like, "Online dating's terrible. There's no one good out there." Lisa is here to tell you it works.
It works if you know how to work it.
Yeah.
You know, just because people aren't having success with it, if you have the right approach, like anything we do in life, I mean, you have to just know how to do it correctly, but it's a phenomenal tool.
Yeah,
it really is. And Melissa, I met my husband 19 and a half years ago there, but I have hundreds of clients right now today who are meeting their partners online.
Yeah. It works. It works. Yes, okay. So Lisa, I really want to talk to you today about this concept of settling, because I think this is something that both of our clients probably struggle with in terms of feeling like, I'm getting to this point in my life. Like you talked about, for you, it was around age 39. For me, it was like in my early 30s that I'm like, I got to figure something out. And maybe my expectations are too high. Maybe I'm too picky. Maybe I need to lower my standards if I really want to find somebody. So tell me a little bit, to you, what does it mean for a woman to settle in a relationship?
So we settle in a relationship when we start to bargain and we give up things that we know we really want just to have someone.
Yeah.
Right. So we make excuses and we put up with things that we really know are not okay just so we can keep someone in our lives.
Yeah. And I think it's important to note, I was actually just talking about this in my book club last night. I have a book club for single women and we were talking about settling and the difference between settling and being willing to compromise. Like those women with the 90 page long list of all the things that he must be, including height and weight and eye color and all the things, right? There may be some things on there that we need to compromise on, but that's very different than settling, right?
Totally.
So why do you think that women who are smart and successful and ambitious and are, you know, having good results in all these other areas of their lives might feel tempted to settle in their relationships?
Because they don't know what they're doing. Most people never really do work in this part of their lives, never. And yet we have these very lofty ideas of what we want in a partner, but we never do the work to actually learn how to have that. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot to learn about bringing a wonderful partner into your life and about how to have healthy relationships. And these are things we can learn, but most people never learn them. And so they go out and they keep hoping for a miracle and, you know, thinking God is just going to bring my guy or whatever. And yeah, it doesn't happen. They don't, and they have to do the work. They settle because they just get so fed up and they figure they resign themselves. Like this is as good as it's going to get.
Yeah. Like they don't know what else to do.
Yeah. They don't know what else to do. They're stuck, but they're not getting help to get unstuck.
Mm-hmm. So when you talk about the work that people need to do, is that really just a matter of, I shouldn't say just, we know it's a little more than that, but right. So basically what you're saying is these women know what they want. They just don't know how to get it, or they don't know what to do with it once they get it.
Yeah. And they're afraid to get out there because in order to do it, they're going to have to face their fears, rejection and fear of intimacy and fear of fill in the blank, right?
Yeah.
If you're afraid and you have fears, you're going to have to face those fears to have the relationship you truly want.
Yeah. Do you think it's hard for women to get to that point of vulnerability, especially when they're more ambitious and successful and, you know, maybe corporate women to open up that vulnerable part of themselves?
Yeah, because they built up such a facade of being successful and fabulous and all of that.
Yeah, and no fear.
Right. And no fear. And then look at what they do in their relationships. And it's a heartbreak. It really is heartbreaking because they keep accomplishing in their careers because that's where they get that feedback, right? That egoic charge that they feel successful, but they can't get that in their love lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't mean necessarily that there's anything wrong with them, that they have been able to have success in all these other areas of their lives. I think there's so much about relationships, especially romantic relationships, that no one ever teaches us. And we all just assume that we're supposed to know.
Right. Totally. We just assume. And like, I just sent out an email about this today, Melissa. You know, how is it that intelligent, educated, brilliant women who really are kicking ass in their careers turn around and think, oh, you know, I have to lean back and let a man chase me, and God is going to bring this man into my life, or whatever, you know? where do we think that miracles just happen in our love lives, but we have to work in every other part to get right. what we want?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think of it like balancing a checkbook. Like no one expects us to just know how to do that, right? I mean, mm-hmm. there's probably 20-year-olds listening that are like, what's a checkbook? Let's just age ourselves. But that's what, right. you know, that's one of the life skills that's like, you have to learn how to do this. And relationships, I think, are really no different. I think I talk to women a lot who feel embarrassed or shame about the fact that they are thinking about hiring someone to help them with this, but it's really not something that most of us learn.
Not, I mean, I can understand why people feel shame, you know, about needing help in this part of their lives. We've been fed so many lies about that, right? Yeah. You know, that it's just going to happen. I mean, there's just so many lies about relationship and part how this works and women who haven't had it, and I know myself, I'm sure you feel this too, Melissa, that it hurt not to be chosen. It hurt not to be able to, you know, connect with men. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, or to connect with the wrong men or to have sex too soon, or it's been so painful, mm-hmm. you know, for so many of these women. And here they are, they really are respected in their careers and they cannot find a wonderful man who sees their value, who sees who they, you know, as a woman and as a businesswoman.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Heartbreaking.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
In the book club, we're reading the book, Calling in the One. There's a part in the book where she talks about, you know, we all have this assumption that we're waiting to see how the book ends, right? We're just like, in the book of our own lives and just like sitting back and waiting, like, how does this story end? I can't wait to see how this unfolds. And most of us don't realize that we are actually the ones writing the story,
right?
Which I thought was really good.
Mm-hmm. We okay. are.
How do you know if your standards are too high or if you are being too picky, or is there even such a thing?
I just think that this is so ridiculous because, you know, you hear these women and it's like, well, you're too picky. And then they wind up in a relationship with some, you know, abusive, avoidant guy, you know, whatever. And they're being too picky. I mean, they may have a list. I want a rich guy who's educated and worldly and fabulously charming and whatever is on that list. But then they pick the narcissistic, emotionally unavailable, you know, addict. Right? So go figure. So our standards aren't high enough on the right things. We don't know what to look for, what we really should be looking for, Melissa. We're just fixated on the wrong stuff and people have to educate themselves and start to learn what are the right things to look for.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think knowing which things fall into the category of, I would really like this in a partner, but it's not a requirement versus the things that you absolutely have to have in a partner. I think being able to make that distinguishment yeah. is important too, because then you know where you're willing to compromise and where you're not. All right. So Lisa, what advice would you give to women who are feeling like there are no good men out there?
Well, the first thing I'd say is you really do have to shift that belief, because beliefs are perceptual filters and they will cause us that, you know, they're a self-fulfilling prophecy. So you have to change that belief first. And one way is to stop talking and commiserating with your girlfriends about how awful this is and how horrible men are and how it's never going to happen mm-hmm. or all the good ones are taken. You've got to stop those conversations because it feeds that negative self-talk. And you need to surround yourself with people who support you. So look at your family members or your girlfriends or whatever, or the ones who are in great relationships. And those are the ones you want to talk to who will boost you up and reaffirm that, yes, there are great men. You know, yeah. that's one thing you can do among many. But I also think, you know, one of the powerful things about working with me is that I have a group as part of my program. And that group is so empowering for the women because mm-hmm. they get to see the other women being successful.
Yeah.
And then when they see one woman doing it, then they're like, okay, if she can do it, so can I. So get help.
Is there anything else before we wrap up? Any parting words of wisdom or advice that you would give to any woman who's listening to the podcast who is wanting to find love but hasn't gotten there yet?
Yeah, don't give up. Don't quit. This is a journey. You know, there's a saying, don't quit before the miracle happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be so close to that miracle and not even know it. I'm sure, Melissa, you and I have both coached women who were at their lowest point when they came to us. And they thought they were crushed. And we helped them get back on the horse. And they found love.
Yeah.
So don't give up. Keep going until you find it.
I love that. That's a perfect place to wrap up. Thank you so much, Lisa.
It is my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Love Starts Here podcast. For more tips, tools, love and support, be sure to join the Love Starts Here Facebook group to learn more about how you can work one-on-one with Melissa to take your love and life to the next level. Visit www.melissamsnow.com.